This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, time to talk to my man Dean Weingarten once again, writer, instructor, but really good writer and really good instructor, but writer. How you doing, man?
I am doing very well. How are you? How about you, Bill?
I'm doing good. Do you sometimes wonder about how remarkable our restraint is in certain circumstances?
Absolutely.
I'm referring to this guy that you wrote about at Shorewood Elementary School.
Yes, that's a fascinating case. And the fellow there showed remarkable restraint, but he's living in Madison, Wisconsin.
Right.
So, you know, he really is in the belly of the beast. Some people refer to Madison as Berkeley East. And it is very, very liberal politically.
Right.
And so, you know, he's at considerable risk. I don't think he understood just how much the deck was stacked against him. He just did his little bit of activism without thought for how the local elite would react.
Well, you know.
And so he got into big trouble.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he got into, real big trouble. The part, I would be very reluctant to go in there and pull any sort of a prank like this where it's a, I don't know if it's a prank or meant to, is he doing this to, what he did was he walked, explain this, give me some idea
okay.
What I'm talking about.
He was concerned, he had, was concerned about school safety. His daughter in second grade had left the school and was gone for 3 hours wandering the streets of Shorewood Hills, and nobody at the school missed her. And she's a second grader. And he complained to the school, and he talked to the principal several times, I understand. And nothing seemed to change in their procedures. And so that's when he decided. It was a little after one of the school shootings. I'm thinking it maybe was in Florida. I'm not sure. it was in February that this event happened, February 22nd. And he walked into the school with a mask on, or buzzed in, and they buzzed him in without any ID. And so he walked down a hallway to a classroom,
right,
handed a teacher a little piece of cardboard with the word gun printed on it. And then he said, if I get it right, something to the effect of, you just let a masked man into your school. Then he walked back up to where the staff was and handed the principal a similar piece of cardboard that said gun. And then he walked out. The whole thing maybe took 2 minutes. And the school called the police on him, and they arrested him for disorderly conduct. And there wasn't any shouting, there wasn't any yelling, there wasn't any threatening. Nobody ran, nobody seemed alarmed. And the police arrested him, confiscated his iPad that he had videotaped the whole thing with. And okay. He was in very serious trouble.
So the
go ahead.
No, I mean, that is an incredibly stupid thing to do nowadays. Now, on both parts, it's incredibly stupid that he could get in, and it's incredibly stupid that he would do that to prove a point. I'm glad that all he was proving was a point, but I mean, that's really dumb.
Well, it is, especially, I think, in Madison, but I think most places it would just be that, you know, the school administration would say, okay, you've done this, but what's, you know, we're already looking at this. This isn't any big deal. But by elevating it to the point of having him arrested, the administration elevated it to a higher level of publicity and everything else. I'm not so sure that would happen, say, in Yuma, Arizona. It would be just a different culture. So I suspect that in this case, the administration of the school was embarrassed, and they wanted to, they engaged in what I would call cry bullying, where they said, we're the victim, so you have to do what we say, and we say, punish this guy.
Right.
That's what I think happened.
In the state in which this did happen, is there anything like, are there armed teachers there or anything like that? Or?
No, no. Well, Wisconsin, I think there's the potential. Let's see. The way their statute is written, no, I don't think that if the teachers had concealed carry permits, would they be allowed? Yeah, the school administration might be able to allow them to carry.
Right.
In Wisconsin. But there's a very strong tendency not to do that. And this is an elementary school, and it's a very pricey part of it's a pricey suburb of Madison is what it is. It's on one of the lakes, and it's right next to the university. Prime expensive real estate. So this is where a lot of local elite or university instructors and professors would send their children to school.
All the more reason. All the more reason to, you know, the idea that they is that troubling anybody? The idea that they buzzed him in.
See, it never became part of the public conversation. Because when an allegation was first made to that effect, the school said it never happened. And the person who was involved in this, I think, was careful not to elevate it further because the video had been confiscated. He had no, there was no way he could prove it. And if he acted, it would elevate the discourse, you know, to a higher level of publicity, and that might cost him much more than he ever thought. I suspect that he thought, hey, it's Madison. Everybody does protests. Protests are an accepted way of life here in Madison. You know, the left protests all the time.
Yep.
He just didn't give it a thought that particular type of protest would be completely verboten in the Madison culture.
Yeah. Let me get you to hang on for a minute.
What the elite wanted him to do was just keep quiet and let things die down. And eventually, you know, his lawyer was able to get a copy of the video and do discovery at the school and get some other evidence that indicated that what he had been saying was correct. And
all right, we're headed into the break. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he writes some of the stuff I love the mostest. And he wrote one thing the other day that I never thought about it this way. Although if we actually got out and started talking about it, I'm sure that a lot of the gun grabbers would have sort of a conniption fit. But You decided to take a look at all the hysteria a while back, all the hysteria concerning 3D guns, and point out, you know, at least 3/4 of the guns in the United States today are unregistered and untraceable.
Exactly.
Now,
and there's hundreds of millions of guns in the United States, probably over 400 million.
Right. So,
and so all this hysteria, and it literally is hysteria, about guns being untraceable is logically just irrational. It makes no sense whatsoever. There are probably a couple hundred million guns in the U.S. that are untraceable. So what? What difference does it make? It just doesn't make any difference. The moment a gun is stolen or sold for the third or fourth time without but between private parties or criminals, it's untraceable. It doesn't make any difference. Tracing guns is something that was a compromise that never made any sense that was instituted in the 1968 Gun Control Act.
Right.
And what happened is that Johnson, LBJ, wanted gun universal gun registration in the U.S. and universal gun licensing. And the NRA fought it hard, and we got the 1968 Gun Control Act instead. And the 1968 Gun Control Act contained a compromise. Federal dealers would have to be licensed, and they would keep track of their sales. But the sales would not be made into a registration system, and there would be no registration system made. And Johnson was furious about this because it stymied him in his requirement for licensing and registration. So instead they said, well, this will allow us to trace guns from a crime scene. But to what purpose? It doesn't solve anything. I mean, if you can trace a gun back to the original owner, so what? You find out it was stolen or sold many years before. So what? It's a nothing burger. It doesn't do anything. But what has been going on for the last 50 years is that the people who want the public disarmed have been trying to convert that those records into a registration system that can be used for confiscation. That was their, the compromise was, we'll start here and then we'll extend it into requirement for universal registration, and then we'll be able to piecemeal, salami by salami slice, be able to confiscate guns from people generation by generation until we would be like England and there'd hardly be any gun owners left. But we fought them, and it hasn't happened that way. So tracing is kind of an orphan stepchild of the 1968 Gun Control Act that never did anything useful, but is absolutely theatrically proclaimed by the left as absolutely necessary for nothing. I mean, they say you have to have it. Tracing's important. If it's untraceable, it's horrible. But why? It doesn't do any good.
That's the other thing you point out, that after a certain amount of time, I mean, I've got a few guns. Well, let me think about this. I've got two guns now that I've owned for over a year. And I've got one gun that I've owned for 2 years. And everything else is relatively new. And I don't, you know, in my capacity, I go through quite a few of them. Because, you know, I'm doing promotional stuff with them and everything else. And then they move on. But then that's the life of a gun. Because, you know, from the inception of the gun to, you know, I get rid of it and it's on the used market and, you know, maybe somebody buys it and then they trade it in or something. And
or it gets stolen. Guns aren't that many. Or people make their own guns. Before 1968, 22 rifles and shotguns were not required to have serial numbers. And I've owned a bunch of them that don't have serial numbers. There are lots of guns that get into criminal hands where the serial numbers are taken off of them. They are untraceable. Tracing is almost never used to solve a crime. In my opinion, the only reason the left or people who want to disarm population want tracing is so that eventually they'll be able to pass legislation saying that whoever purchased the gun originally is liable for any crimes committed with that gun, even if it's 10 or 20 years later. That's one of the big things I think they want to do. And they talk about buying insurance for exactly that purpose, so that other people will be responsible for the criminal actions of somebody who stole a gun from you. That's one of the things they would like.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
If you look at the ATF statistics, they have something that's called time to crime. That is how long from the first time a gun is purchased until it's found to have been used in a crime of some type, which could just mean that, it was taken from somebody who didn't register it somewhere or was carrying it without a concealed carry permit in one of the states that requires that. And the time to crime is usually, I think the average is about 7.5 or 8 years.
And then at that point, it's
at that point it's virtually it's not traceable. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. How many heads do you think would pop like the Scanners movie if they sat back and considered that one?
Well, these things are buzzwords that are thrown out to create a Pavlovian response. You say a gun's untraceable, and a bunch of people say, well, that's horrible. Well, why is it horrible? Well, because it is. But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't serve any real purpose. So I would love to see us go back to where 22 rifles and shotguns didn't require serial numbers. And we're kind of moving in that direction with homemade guns. In 1977, the D.C. police said that one out of every five guns they confiscated was homemade. So
that's interesting.
Homemade guns throw a monkey wrench into all of these schemes. And it's getting, there have always been people that made guns at home. And all over the world, there's underground economies where guns are made in black market workshops. And they're made in the U.S. too. But it's always been legal to make your own guns here in the United States.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're going to head into the next break. And when we get back, more with Dean Weingarten, more of the sage stuff that he has written over time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin is one of the undecided voters. Reporters caught up with him a short time ago.
Once I see this report, you're asking me, is it too much, not enough, needs to be more? Let me see it first, and I'll maybe have an opinion. I can
characterize how this entire episode...
This has been horrible. It's been a circus. Well, I'm looking at the gentleman as an adult from 22 to 53, 31 years of professional service. I'm looking at him as a father, as a person in the community. I interact with his community. I'm looking a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it.
Five police officers were shot in Florence, South Carolina, and at least one died. Authorities said the active shooter situation is now over, and the suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, I want to talk to you in your capacity as a commentator now, if I may. Simply to get your opinion on this. What do you make of all of this Kavanaugh mess? And I mean, I think the reason they're coming after Kavanaugh so hard is because of his interpretation of Heller.
And well, that's part of it. I mean, he's been a clear originalist and textualist, and he writes extremely well, very logically and very, very clearly. And he is a threat to the entire progressive project. And by that I mean progressivism as it was philosophically formed and defined and promoted since around the turn of the century, and particularly with the Woodrow Wilson administration 100 years ago. And progressivism, part of its bedrock principles is that the Constitution is outdated and has to be circumvented some means, either by interpretation or ignoring it or creating conditions where it is said to mean things opposite of what it actually does. And all of those things are threatened by Judge Kavanaugh, who stands exactly opposite for objectively interpreting the Constitution as it was written, according to how it was understood at the time, and by the actual text of the Constitution. Those are direct threats to the whole progressive project. Most of the so-called progress that we've made in the last probably 50 or 60 years anyway has been through unvoted on mandates created by the judicial process and Supreme Court decisions, things that would never, ever pass legislatively. And so a majority on the Supreme Court that are originalists and textualists threaten all of that directly. So the progressives, such as they are, and they've come to essentially mean far leftist, because progressivism only principle is to change things, and they call that progress. and when you've changed things as much as ordinary people are willing to accept, you have to keep changing them or you're not progressing. And so we get into an era where the majority of the people of the United States absolutely detest the changes that are being forced upon society, but the people on the left just keep pushing further and further to the left. And that's how we got Donald Trump and how we are getting a potential originalist majority on the Supreme Court for the first time since about 1934, I'd say.
I've been watching. Do you remember which one it was? Was it? It was one of the Joshes. It was either the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. But one of them got out there and said, in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, America has to be disarmed. Have you ever heard that quote before?
I have not, which doesn't mean it isn't out there, but it certainly it's plausible. It makes sense. Progressivism in its DNA absolutely abhors the Second Amendment, because the very essence of progressivism is that an elite decide for the rest of the people, who are too dumb to do deciding on their own, what needs to be done, and then they manipulate those people into doing it. And to do that, they have to have government power. And progressives do not believe in any limitation on government power. Well, the Second Amendment stands in their way a couple of different ways. One, it's a direct limitation on government power, which they abhor. And it stands, if it's actually adhered to, it shows the Constitution means something and it can't be just ignored. And that's a direct threat to their power as well. So they hate the Second Amendment with a passion.
Now, the other thing that I've been looking at here lately, and this may have to carry over into the next little segment here, and it was the last little bit I did before you came on the show. I was accused the other day of not listening enough to Tom Gresham because I was asked, who are the primary gun grabbers? And all I said was, well, I'm not going to go into a list of names, but anybody that wants single payer health care or anybody that's pushing climate change is probably a gun grabber. And then that's when I was told, well, you know, it's George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. And well, that they may be funding a lot of that, and that may be very well true. But for example, in certain things that I've been looking at concerning what people in the UN say about climate change, they admit that climate change has nothing to do with the climate. It has to do with the economy. And in order for them to have climate change and run climate change the way they want to, which is going to be a gigantic wealth redistribution scheme, they would have to have us convert to Chinese communism. Now, how do you think that would play here in these United States?
Well, they try to do it very gradually, and they've convinced a lot of people in the country that by scare tactics, I think is well under 50%. But still, there are a lot of people believe that if we don't give the government total control over our lives, the production of all energy, how we live in houses, how we live in general, what choices of transportation we have, that the world will end. And basically, that's what they're doing. They're saying, give us total control over your lives or the world will end. As a, I spent a career as a meteorologist.
Sure.
So I kind of understand a fair amount of the science here. And the science is by no means definitive. It's very uncertain. And the idea that we can tell you what the climatic average temperature of the Earth, which is hard to divine in the first place, you know, 10 years from now, let alone 20 or 30 or 100, is absurd. We don't have the capacity. And the models, the computer models that are used to do this have been shown to be inaccurate. They can't do it. So why should we believe them? Climate modeling is a very inexact science. And it has not been shown to be reliable. But what it does is that there's something called selection bias. And that is that if you believe something, you tend to want to hear things that reinforce your belief.
Yeah.
And it works for everybody. You know, everybody wants to do that. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear something that reinforces them. Well, if you believe that the government should control everything and that it's, you know, a very benevolent force and you don't have to worry about government control and it'll make things good, then when somebody tells you the government has to control everything or the world will end, you want to believe it.
Yep.
But on the opposite side, if you believe in liberty, in personal freedom, personal responsibility, and things like capitalism and the free market, you resist that.
Yep. Let me get you a hold right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Why isn't it playing again? Golly gee, I just...
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The shotgun project will be going forward tomorrow. The Boyd's Gun Stock came in today. That's coming up soon. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at Ammo Land and his blog, and over 1,000 articles he put on Ammo Land. Did you see the uniform crime report that came out from the FBI for 2017?
You know, I haven't. I saw that the murder rate had dropped a little bit. I think from 5.3 to 5.2, which is good, and I think because of the Trump presidency and his emphasis on law and order. But I haven't examined it rigorously yet.
That, you know, our violent crime rate normally hovers, you know, per 100,000, you know, 402, 412. It's down to 382.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, and despite how many guns are out there and how many untraceable guns are out there, how many people carrying guns with permits and everything.
Exactly. We have increased the number of privately owned guns in the United States over the last 10 years by over 100 million. That's a lot of guns.
Yeah.
And the crime rate has generally over that period.
Well, it's been going down.
And
I mean,
further, it's been cut in half since 1993 or 94.
Have you ever thought about putting together, have you ever decided to skew purely political and gone out there and said,
Okay, here's the Democratic gun crime and the Democratic bastions of civilization here in Los Estados Unidos. And here's these cities and here's their gun crime. And here,
I think there is a correlation there between Democrat voters and high gun crime, but it's really a matter of culture, and it's not just economics. You have areas with very low economic levels of activity that have very low crime rates, and you have areas of significantly higher economic activity that have higher crime rates. It's really very cultural, and it comes down to how much you trust the police. Now, what's weird about the Democrats is they preach more and more government, and the government is benevolent. But at the same time, they preach distrust of the police, which is kind of oxymoronic, but they do. I mean, look at the whole Black Lives Matter and all this. The police are racist. The police can't be trusted. And where that was put into effect in places like Baltimore and Chicago and Milwaukee, the crime rate went through the roof because police do cut down on crime.
Sure. The do you think they harmed their whole idea of one day this forcible confiscation? Because they've literally thrown the military under the bus. They've thrown law enforcement under the bus. Who's going to be there to do their bidding? Because it's not going to be, you know, Dianne Feinstein and Chris Murphy are not going to put on a plate carrier and kick in doors and come in a blazing looking to take your stuff.
They've tried to do this in a very, very gradual way using Britain as a template, but it really hasn't worked out for them. And they're trying to do it in California, again, using Britain as a template. But Heller threw a tremendous monkey wrench into it. And I wrote an essay, oh, gosh, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I said, how to be a member of the new nobility, which was one of the things was to become a member of the media. Another was to be a lawyer. Another was to be any politician. Another was to be a policeman. But I said, surprisingly, the new nobility seems to have excluded the military, unless you're a general or higher rank and have been very political. And that's always a bad idea for any ruling class, because ruling at the end comes down to military power.
Right.
And when you exclude the military, you are taking grave risk of offending those people. Most ruling classes have included military officers either by hereditary means or by defining any military officer as being a member of the ruling class. And yet the Democrats, and I would say progressives, in the last 30 years or so, it wasn't always this way, have alienated military officers and have defined the military as being terrible and evil. And if you're a military officer, unless you're at the very highest ranks, you know, general grade or above, and even then, only if you toe the line politically, you're
right,
not considered a member of the elite. So it's a very dangerous thing for them, and I think it'll come back to bite them.
Well, my biggest question is that it really comes down to the only way they could have complete and total gun control and complete and total gun confiscation would be someplace where you've been many. I mean, in Australia, what was the percentage of guns they took up in the 90s after their shooting there?
Well, they took about a third of the guns in 1996.
Yeah.
They since imported more than the number that they confiscated, but they're not semi-automatics. They're lever actions, pump actions, bolt actions, single shots, double barrels. And so they now have more guns than they had back then. But there's still a very small percentage of the population that have guns, and that was one of their explicit goals, was to keep the number of people in Australia who had guns small. Now, here in the United States, they know that trying to kick in doors to confiscate guns would be a very bad thing and probably end up very, very badly for them. You know, to have an actual shooting civil war would be extremely bad for everybody involved. So they've wanted to go the British route, and that is, over time, change the culture so that people don't like guns, are fearful of guns, And so maybe your grandchild or your great-grandchild, when they find the stash of ammunition and rifles that grandfather or great-grandfather hid away in a corner of the barn haymow or in the attic or buried in a cache someplace out by the hunting shack, when they find those, they will be horrified and appalled and immediately call the police to turn them in, because everybody knows guns are bad. And that's what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, it's not
working. They're failing miserably. We have 400 million guns in the U.S., and only 10 years ago, we only had 300 million.
I actually think the 400 million, I think it's somewhere between 400 and 500, although I have seen figures as high as 660.
It depends exactly what you define as a gun. Like, the 400 million doesn't count anything made before 1899. There obviously were a lot of guns around before 1899, and you run across them fairly frequently. And it doesn't count any black powder guns, and it doesn't count air guns, and it doesn't count the homemade guns. And all those can add to the numbers. But then we don't know how many guns have been destroyed, lost in boating accidents, turned into smelters at these turn-ins. I don't think it's a very large number. Guns are incredibly durable.
Yep.
People realize guns are valuable, and they're simple mechanisms. They're usually fairly easy to fix. And so people generally do not throw them out. They know they're worth something, so they trade them, sell them, give them away, rather than have them destroyed. The number destroyed is a tiny, tiny number every year.
You know, I haven't asked you this. We're about to run out of time, but are you going to SHOT Show this year?
Oh, yes, I'll be at the SHOT Show.
I guess next year. It's going to be next year.
January in Las Vegas, I believe.
Well, we'll have to. I filmed a little bit with Dean, and I never did anything with it because of just so little. And next time we hook up, we got to film something substantial, sir. So
I'll be sure to bring my hat.
Bring your hat, by all means. Dean Weingarten, you can catch his stuff at ammoland.com. I appreciate you coming on with me tonight, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.